This is RSB and the Update, episode 245, recorded Friday, February 26th, 2010. Hunt noobs, slay pros. Hello, everybody. RSB and the Update. I'm here this week with Paul, PFK99's Paulina, whatever you might want to call him.
Paul, not Paulina.
Okay. He's also the one who got married back 2 years ago for that Valentine's Day contest.
Not going to let me live that one down, I take it?
Nope. Not at all. And you're probably wondering where Chief Snake is, but he's not here. He's on MSN coaching me right now. Because he's got a nasty case of something in his throat, and he can't talk. And if he was to try and talk throughout the show, I'd imagine we wouldn't be seeing him next week, rather than not this week. So let's hope he gets well.
Yeah, it's better to sit one out and take one for the team.
Yeah, you know, when I was sick earlier this month and I did the show, I paid for it for the next 2 days. I relapsed myself.
Yeah, never a good sign.
Yeah, but anyways. So this is your first show of 2010, as it seems.
Yes, it is.
So we're going to engage and enlighten your mind on something that Paul isn't necessarily a fan of, and that is the Hunter scale this week.
Yeah.
What's your Hunter level to start with?
Oh, I don't know. It's like 68-ish.
Oh, you should get at least 80.
Yeah, that would require me giving something about Hunter, which I do not.
What about total skill levels?
Yeah. 2020-something.
Yeah, but wouldn't you like to get more to...
I like to get more? Yes. Do I want to put the time in? No.
Yeah, your Hunter level is 68 right now. Anyways, so, this week's update to Hunter involved updating the game that's known as Impetuous Impulses, which the hunting people quite like, and it's a nice kind of little random thing that you can see whenever you're walking around RuneScape, if you know what I mean. But first off, there are three new impling types. There's the Spirit Impling at level 54, which, as you might guess, gives you summoning things.
In very small quantities, from what I've heard.
But. Yeah, as in, say, two gold charms per and one of everything else, if you manage to get those, or 25 spirit shards. Yep. So it's not really that great.
It's a worthwhile capture, though, especially now that you don't need hands, or you don't need, a net, rather.
Yeah, that's the next part, actually. But... first, now there's zombie implings at level 87, which, as you might guess, are related to zombies, which means they drop bones. I mean, they give you bones.
Yes.
And level 91, kingly implings. Doesn't that sound kind of weird, kingly?
Yeah. Should be like royal impling, or...
yeah, like a royal impling, because kingly just sounds weird. I don't know why.
Yeah.
But...
yeah. Whatever works.
And as Paul said, you can now catch them with your hands if you're just running around RuneScape.
I've done that now. Like, I don't think I remember the last time I caught an impling normally. I've got that, whatever the nice net one is, not the shielding creation, but the one with the green whatnot. But I even bought a bunch of the jars back when they're on the GE for like 17 GP each or something. So I've got like 800 of them. I just don't use them. Now I don't need to. So.
Yeah, I forget when this episode came out. It might have been that week in the summer I was away, but I didn't do this mini game when it came out, so I never bothered to get the net or the jars. So this week was actually my first experience with Impetuous Impulses. So
probably not a bad thing then, with the improvements and all.
Other things besides catching from your hands, they do. They do use your agility level. How many did you catch, and how many times did you fail?
Oh, I only went after one, and it was like an essence impling, maybe. I don't know. It was a pretty newbie one, and I got like one pure S. It was really lame, but I just ran up to it and was like, yoink, got it. I didn't even... That's the only one I saw.
And, yeah.
I mean, I see them all over the place. I'm not used to looking for them, so I don't actively look for them.
It'd be nice to know what kind of agility levels were needed, because it's kind of hard for me with 99 to know where the benchmark is and everything.
Well, I don't know. I think they just said that agility helps. It's not necessarily required. But...
Which is good, because, you know, it makes all of the sense to be using agility for that, because you're jumping up and down trying to catch this thing that's flying around, you know? So, mm-hmm. Also improved XP. I'm not sure what they were before, but let's just say that if you're in the RuneScape world, Nature Implings give you 250 XP, and if you're in Pearl, I mean, oops, I got that reversed. 250 if you're in Pearl, and 353 if you're in the world.
Not bad at all.
Yeah, and I'm not sure what they were before. But if we take the Kingly Impling at 91, 434 in the maze, and 617 in the world. So probably not a good training method because it's because of the random nature, you know? But given that you can, it's kind of just like a little spot thing. I guess it could add up over time. So. Yeah, Paul?
Okay, there we go.
What was happening?
I don't know. I guess the wireless may have dropped a bit.
I think that might have been on my end. I'm not sure, but anyways.
I don't know. The connection stayed, so that was good.
Yeah.
All so right, well, hopefully it doesn't do it again.
I think that's all we got on that part of the update. Also in relation to this, if you find one of the wandering wheat fields, you can now push through the wheat faster than you could before. So
it used to be so slow. I only went there a couple times because, you know, as I've said previously, Hunter's not exactly my favorite skill. But, oh man, you'd see something and it would start flying across the map. You'd be like, I gotta get to it. And you'd start going through the wheat and then you'd be on the other side and it would already be behind you again. So... if you can go through any faster than you could previously, it's a definite plus.
Yeah. I was looking earlier, and the Kingly Implings, they dropped the Royal set, you know? And apparently those are quite the hot commodity on the Grand Exchange.
Yeah, I think I know the Crown started out at 300K. I don't know what it's up to now. But I don't know if it is 330K. Still...
300.
Okay, well, whatever. Is it still going up?
It was flat yesterday.
Royal Crown says 330.8. So why isn't it going up very fast?
I don't know.
Huh. Well, I guess it said it was free to play too, which is
yeah. So
odd.
The free to play can buy it, but the other ones cannot catch it.
It's like the poor man's party hat, I guess.
I thought the same thing when I saw it because you know it's like the exact same shape, right?
Yeah.
It actually looks better than a party hat, so it's just the wrong color. So
die with it on, you don't have to kill yourself because you won't be out like 150 mil.
Why would you kill yourself?
I don't know. Some people do that stuff.
Oh, right. Yeah, well, we don't advocate suicide.
No. Of course not. Well, for a couple people we might, but for the majority of the population, no.
That's right. There's amulet, leggings, scepter, shirt, and crown. So
yes.
I was just wondering why... I guess this is where the Grand Exchange comes into play in moderating the way it works, not creating like absurd prices and everything.
I don't know. It seems like the last couple updates, the prices are going extremely slowly upwards.
Yeah. That just doesn't seem right to me because...
Yeah, if you're talking about a free economy and all, the prices should go up a hell of a lot faster than they are now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Hexacrest, it started out as 1 point something, or both, you know, whatever. They all started out around 1 mil, and they're just over 2.7 now, and that's been a week or 2 weeks. At any rate, it should be a lot higher than it was.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
It is.
Yeah.
But... I don't know if they changed something recently for new items that they released don't go up as fast, but it's really hampering what it should be.
Yeah, which is slightly annoying, but in any case...
what can you do?
That's that. I don't know. What would you rate this update?
Even though I don't like Hunter, I like them improving on things that they had done in the past instead of just creating something totally new. So I'm going to give it a 4 out of 5.
Yeah, me too, I think. Because if you think about it, Hunter is still a relatively immature skill in that it's lacking something throughout each level, but now we're slowly approaching the point when we get things, multiple things throughout each band of 10 levels or so, if you know what I mean. So,
mm-hmm.
Give them props on that. This week we also had the Q&A from the audio team, which is something that they don't come out that often, but when they do, the people who champion RuneScape audio are among the most dedicated to their cause.
I tend to agree with that. I mean, I don't listen to the audio at all, but if you've ever read through their dev blogs, it's quite amazing what they do to get the audio.
Yeah. Just to think that these are all built with in-house software, too, which is really quite something. And Java, but anyways.
Yeah.
Did you have any favorites from here?
I didn't even read it, no.
Okay.
Wait, yes, my favorite, of course, was Alex43. I don't even know what he asked, but I know he was in here.
Oh, he was?
Yes.
I didn't see it.
He was on, it was on RuneWire.
Oh.
I know it was on here.
Oops.
Okay, maybe it wasn't. He was on some Q&A.
Oops, yeah, that's the Mac disagreeing with that, yeah.
Oh, well. Never mind. Excuse me.
What was his question?
Oh, I don't know. I just know he asked something and it got answered quite quickly.
Oh.
Because he said, "Waza!" And then they're like, "Sup."
Yeah, it's not on the page, unfortunately. I wish it was.
I'm going to look it up while we move on.
Yeah. But anyways, one thing that came out from this that a lot of people were wanting was the ability to download high-quality versions of the RuneScape music, which I wholeheartedly agree with, you know?
Yeah, if you like the music, that's... yeah.
I think you, like you, especially you, Paul, should go out and go play RuneScape, and when you go play, turn on the music and the sounds for, like, a quest that you do or something. Just pick a quest and, yeah. And see how it sounds, because I think you'll be slightly surprised at this, because it's not what you remember if you haven't listened to it in a long time.
Oh, it's been a long time since I've listened to the audio. I don't think... I was probably still on dial-up listening to audio back in the day.
So probably should turn it on and take a listen to it. It has improved drastically even over the last year. So.
Yeah, I know they put the time in. I just... if it's something I normally wouldn't listen to, I don't think I will.
And there's 614 songs now, and there's the music team's a team of 5.
I know. It's pretty amazing what they do.
Yeah. And another thing people wanted was the ability to play your own MP3s in RuneScape, but they didn't want to do that because they didn't want to pay licensing issues. I'm not sure whether they're
the legal issues behind that would be it'd far outweigh the benefits.
Which is really not that much of a reason to do that, because, you know, it's a browser-based game, so...
You'd have to upload your MP3s to their servers, and they'd be having their MP3s on, or your MP3s on their server, and
I
guess
not
if it's all local, but...
Yeah, not necessarily. You could use it in the client version of the RuneScape thing and just play them locally, but I'm not sure about that. I've never played MP3 files with Java.
It seems like it'd just be better to have your own client anyway.
Like Winamp or, oh god, why did I say Winamp? iTunes or Songbird.
Windows Media Player. All right.
Well, you use WMP?
I don't listen to music very often, so when I want to listen to something, I just throw it in Media Player, minimize it, and
good. I don't listen to music either, so I guess that's one more thing me and you have in common then.
Well, I listen to music occasionally, but It's not a daily basis anymore.
Okay, I see. I see. So yeah, that's a Q&A on the audio team. I'm not sure if there's anything else we want to say about this.
Nope.
Anyways.
Good stuff, guys.
Yeah.
If you're listening.
Oh, they also wanted people to, they also suggested putting voices in the game. They said it's possible, but it wouldn't make much sense because then they'd have to do a voice for every NPC.
That would be insane. I'd probably listen to it if they had voices, though.
Yeah, and the question is, how would you make, like, a dragon talk or something, you know?
I'm gonna kill you. I don't know.
Yeah.
Insert expletive here.
But that's the Q&A for audio teams.
Yes.
Next up, the big ticket. Jagex has announced that 24 people will be coming to see them in 2010, and the first one is from the Machinima contest. So they're going to have 24 opportunities this year to come visit Jagex, all through various means of a contest or something.
That's pretty awesome. I have to hand it to them. That's really awesome that they care about their players to do that. You know, all expense paid trip to Cambridge. I mean, as long as you don't live over there, it's probably a pretty big deal. But
they probably want you to live over there because it's just
of course
if they're gonna ride then.
Yeah.
So would you enter?
Depending on the contest, I guess.
Yeah, but would you go if you got picked? I guess that's what I'm asking.
Heck yes.
Okay.
If I get picked for a free trip over to the UK, I would definitely go.
Yeah, you know. It's just a question of when they do that. What if they decide they don't like you or something, and they like throw you out, like on the side of the street?
I guess you'd be SOL, but you'd be in England, so.
Yeah, I just hope English people are nice.
Well, I
don't know.
Won't go into it.
So, 23 more contests after the Machinima contest. Should be interesting to see what they come up with. My goal is going to be at least to enter 5 of them for this year and see what I can do.
Good stuff.
Yeah. We got 2 development blogs this week. The first one is rather simple, which we'll do right now. What's a Grandmaster Quest? Mod Mark goes through this and says the difficulty of determining how easy a quest should be and what balance of fighting and plot lines it should be and everything, and why should certain groups of people get to do this easier than others, you know? So it's basically a look at the practical side of developing a quest because, yeah, there's plot and story and action and everything, but you have to also look at the bigger picture when it comes to integrating it into the game. So I guess that's what this one is trying to get at and stuff when people ask why are all the quests and such so easy, you know?
Yeah. It's not... I don't know what the demographics of RuneScape are anymore, but not everyone's a high-level player, so you have to still cater towards the lower-level players to get them to be higher-level players so they can enjoy the other quests.
Yeah.
And once they get up to the Grandmasters, then the fun begins.
Yeah, I think diversity is good also, you know, because having a huge selection of noob quests or a huge selection of Grandmaster quests wouldn't be that good.
Yeah.
Anyway, so you can take a read through this on your own time. They call it about the GMQs. And
Grandmaster Quest.
Sadly, no light shed on the next one. Did you do well, Guthic Sleeps?
Yeah, no.
What about Nomad?
No.
I
don't think I've done a single quest in almost a year.
Gosh. you need to do more quests.
Oh, I should. I used to do them all the time. I loved it.
You need to get out in the world and see things and stuff.
Yeah, I've still got 99 Slayer on the docket. And,
yeah, but that's nothing. That's like...
That's nothing, huh? That's nothing.
Yeah, it's a useless skill.
Oh, we're going to talk about a useless skill now,
quest.
Huh?
Well, yeah, in terms of quests, right?
Of course, in terms of quests, why are we talking about Slayer at all?
Because you're comparing it to it.
No, I'm not. I'm saying I've still got Slayer on the docket, so once I finish Slayer, I'm going to have time.
Okay. You do that.
Yep.
Or get or get 99 farming. One of those two. It'll make me happy if you do quests or get 99 farming.
Yeah. I'll do quests, I guess.
Okay.
Farming isn't... It's all right. I like my herbs.
Herbs.
Whatever you want to call them, I like them.
Next up, save the date.
Indeed.
I thought they were talking about something else here, but anyways. This is a bonus XP weekend on the weekend of March 12th.
I'm totally not going to be here for that. So.
Why not?
I'll probably be here Sunday, but so I'll get some experience in, I guess. I don't know. I'll be gone this week. Well, I'm not gone this week, so never mind. But I'll be gone next week. The week after, I'll probably be snowmobiling. So.
Yeah, there's a huge graph on here about how the bonus XP will work. Basically, they say their equation is hours logged in minus 10 divided by 7.5, all squared, plus 1.1.
Limited to X is less than 10, where X is not in the equation whatsoever. Nice one. But we all assume that X is equal
is
to
the
hours.
X-axis, yeah.
Yeah, hours logged in, so.
So after 10, it just flattens out.
Or, yep.
No, 1.1 then.
Yeah, it's 1.1, which is still, you know, it's better than getting normal experience. I don't think anyone should complain about that.
And, yeah, if I did a full farming run, instead of getting 120k XP, I'd get 132k XP, even with 1.1.
You definitely ought to start at the beginning, because it looks like you get almost three times the experience.
Yeah, almost 2.8, 2.9 maybe. So, definitely,
I got to plan that.
Yeah, but there are some limitations. First off, for attack and strength, you can use your melee combat. What else?
It's basically anything that doesn't already boost your experience, you'll be able to do.
Yeah, just like
for the majority of them.
Just like prayer only worked with bearing bones.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I guess that makes sense.
Because
don't do prayer.
Because if you use the, I forget what the house multiplier is, 3?
Oh, I don't know. I remember you went
3
from
or something.
What's the starting experience? Like 24 something? You get 72 with the house altar, I believe.
Okay, so around 3 point something or other.
No, 200 and something. Whatever. Anyway, you get an insane amount of experience.
Yeah, so we can see why they chose not to do that. And they say that all the sacred clay stuff will not work, so if you're using like a pickaxe or a hammer, no, those won't work.
I'm just doing a runecraft, I guess, because...
Yeah, that's a good idea, you know?
I mean, that's easily the slowest one I can think of.
Yeah, or mining.
Yeah, but I'd rather... I don't know. Runecrafting.
Yeah, you can get 40k an hour or so using the ZMI, and you can take that up to 120 for a bit.
That's insane. At least for the first... So you're still up to 2 after about 3 hours? So 3 hours still getting more than double experience. That's really, really good.
And it's in-game time, too.
Yeah, not including out time or... That's it, actually. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
I don't think
this
there's
ends
any
that
other...
Sunday night or Monday morning for them, I guess.
Yeah, Monday morning. Items that give XP won't be doubled. Quest XP, XP rewards at mini games, and anything else that we already talked about. They say they're running this. It's an idea we've had for a while. It's not the first gaming company to think of it. We want to give people a chance to do training on existing skills before we launch the new one. Note, this isn't a teaser for the new skills release date.
Yeah, I don't know how it would be anyway. Oh, well, I guess it was like next week. They've already said it's coming out towards the middle of the year, and this isn't...
Yeah, which is good. Which is good.
Yeah, I think it'll be good timing-wise.
So, double XP weekend. That's good. I commend them for doing that.
And I believe this is pay-to-play only right now?
Yes. You have to be
in. So, sorry... If you don't pay, you don't get awesome experience.
And they have a thing, what if I'm not here? What if I miss out? Basically, they say, too bad, so sad.
Yeah, you're SOL, as they say.
C'est la vie.
Yes.
You know what that means in French?
C'est la vie. Not offhand.
That's life.
That's true.
Yep.
Not here for it, that's too bad.
Yep. What's next? Tweaks and fixes. Duradel now has a chance to give you ice worms.
That's cool, I guess, if you're still going to Duradel.
Yeah. But they say it's a small chance, so.
Yeah. So, and
of course, there's the release notes, which I don't know if that's, there's anything here on interesting about for you.
I don't know. I'm just waiting for them to release the, you don't have to use a fire cape to kill the ice strike worms.
No, that's a perfect thing to do. It makes perfect sense.
Yeah, well, I'm going to use my points, buy that thing, so I don't have to waste my time at the fight caves.
Oh, you can buy, what can you buy for it? I didn't know that.
You're going to, they announced on the forums through Twitter or something or other.
When is this?
They haven't said when it's going to come out. They just said it will be out, and it will allow you to. It will allow you to buy the skill to not have to use fire cape.
Oh, that's just.
And then if you wear the fire cape, however, it'll act similar to the ferocious ring. So you'll hit four more.
Okay.
So well, it's still worth it, but it. I mean, I don't want to sit through that.
This is the thing with you Slayer people. You know, you're just interested in hitting on these monsters and stuff. But when it comes to little extracurricular things throughout the game, you guys don't get out and do them and they come out. Then when an update like this comes out that it needs one of these extracurricular activities or Hunter or something, maybe if you needed a Hunter level for a future Slayer Master, the Slayers would be complaining.
Yeah, but
it's just a general trait I've noticed, you know?
I don't know. I've seen plenty of people slay with fire capes. But I personally do not want to sit through that to not
it's
get
only
it.
Only 2 hours. It's a lot easier now than it used to be.
Yeah, well, I've got the levels for it. Believe me, I just really do not want to waste my time doing that.
And what if you got a Jad task?
Oh, I've had them before. I just don't do them. I do the normal Tzar things. Oh. It's not that great experience. I mean, it's all right, but for the time, I'd rather be doing something else. And for the money I put into it, each cave run is a couple hundred K. And you don't really get that much out of it, especially now that the Tokul is hardly worth beans anymore. That ticked me off so much. I had like 200 and something Tokul when they did that little switchover thing, so now that's not even close to what it could be. Oh well.
Anyways, so that's your tweaks and fixes, Duradel's worms.
Yes.
Here's something else for you. You can, in the future, you'll be able to recolor your dark bow.
Dark bows, yes.
Yes. Dark bow, I noticed you said.
Yes. I don't... No. Those guys don't give me much drops. Don't give me many drops.
What's the rate?
The last one I had was one out of... in excess of 800, so I'm going to go with really crappy. They're usually not that terrible, but wow.
That's bad.
Yeah, well, you get a bunch of blue charms, though, so it's worth it.
Okay. So they say it'll be released through the Barbarian Assault page. Barbarian Assault Manor.
Yes.
That was last week's poll, and now this week's poll is voting in the new Machinima contest.
For that trip to Cambridge. Who are we going to send?
Okay, what video did you vote for first?
I voted for number 2.
Me too.
And I think, at 5th place currently.
4th.
4th. Okay. I was kind of surprised to not see it higher, but...
Number 7, 8, and 5 are in 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, respectively, for a very specific reason.
Yeah. I don't remember if it's number 7 that has the male enhancement.
That's 5.
Product background. So that's... Okay, so the top one is the free credit report theme thing with the, that theme song. So I'm guessing people recognized it. And
then they're chanting Lumbridge, Lumbridge, Lumbridge in the background.
You know,
we were talking in our pre-show about this, and I had a perfect way that that video would have won if it was mine, but...
Should have entered.
Yeah, but, you know, it's like... I'm still not sure what I would have done for my... What you want to call it? Bachelor party? No, I mean my advertisement. I'm not sure what I would have done for that.
I don't know. Yeah, I had no idea. And I'm terrible at editing videos. As if you've seen any of my videos, you would see. So, yeah, I tend to stay out of these creative ones.
You know, it's perfect, this contest, you know. It's like, I could have come up with something for the farming, you know, but my big problem is that whenever I want to do one of these videos, I want to do it perfectly, and I don't want to do it cheaply, you know. So, like, one thing that I would have wanted to do, I think, was I would have wanted to do some advanced animation on it, but I'm not that experienced in the... in animation kind of stuff, you know? So
well, that's what you gotta do. You have to do it anyway, and you'll get practice, and then the next time they do this, you'll be better. And then be like, look at this. And go to Cambridge and be like, RSBNB is the best. And I'd be like, you're that guy.
Me and Chief had this idea for our YouTube channel. We thought of this... this intro to any events crew video, basically you have the current background, then you have this dragon come flying in, then it blows fire and the RSBNB text appears, but none of our 3D modelers wanted to model a dragon.
That would be pretty awesome. I have to admit.
Yeah, so let's just take a look at video 7 since it's winning.
Well, I'm looking for a new town, which one has more? Maybe they're Rock or Falador. I didn't know that unless you did, you're strong, and I finally found the place where I belong. L-U-M-B or I-D-G-E, Lumbridge is the best, baby. It has all the guides and this tree. It also has all these level 3s. Now instead of getting picked up by the tubes, I am now chilling here, making fun of fruits. L-U-M-B or I-D-G-E, Lumbridge is the best, baby.
Risa, with enrollment at Bob's Brilliant Axes.
Your mother and I are leaving.
There we go. That's video 7. It's video 7.
Yeah, that's the Free Credit Report theme.
Yeah, you know, this guy's video would have got my vote in two ways. If he would have done one of two things differently. First thing would have come up with his own catchy kind of jingle in the background, you know? That would have been one thing that would have won me over. The second thing is if he would have got a group of like 30 to 50 people together to all chant out his Lumbridge thing, you know?
Yeah, we were debating this in the pre-show, and I don't know anybody else who still plays RuneScape in real life, I don't think. Pretty sure. So, and I guess Shane does. So, he said, oh, well, you just pay people. I didn't really think of that, but, yeah, if that meant a free trip to Cambridge, I'd probably consider paying people.
Yeah, and also another thing, it seemed as though he was singing too quietly, almost as if he didn't want to be heard, you know?
Yeah.
So, that's the thing. Like, if you're going to sing, you got to sing, right?
He sang better than I could have, so I can't complain too much.
Okay. Do you want to sing now?
Definitely not.
Okay. Well, and then, of course, there's the one, video 8, was the cleanup after the party one, which I didn't get, really. I don't get why that's in second. And video 5 was the Enzyte one, which anybody who lives in the U.S. will know that Enzyte is something that's always on the TV, which is rather sick.
Well, I don't know about sick, but if you don't know what Enzyte is, you don't need to look it up. Just take a look in your spam box. You probably have plenty of messages about it. Oh my god, that's all I get in my Gmail. It's just either stuff about that or some Nigerian guy who wants to transfer $20 million and he needs $500 to do it.
Yeah.
I don't know why you need that much money anyway.
Then fourth is Video 2, which we liked, which was the Ardoin one. The thing I liked about that one was the camera work on it. It was very good. The only downside to it was a bit of the blurring from converting to the English 50 FPS max to the multiple of 60:30 North American frame rate. Because if you run a frame rate monitor on RuneScape, you'll see it tops out at 50 frames per second, so they limit it to a vertical sync of 50. Which is why if you're on a VGA monitor, sometimes you'll see a little bit distortion if you're running RSHD. I don't know if anybody's ever noticed that. It's because it's not syncing up properly with the monitor.
I guess you couldn't force... I don't know, with Java, you couldn't force VSync.
No, not not from the client's perspective. I looked into that before, and it's a server, or, I mean, a thing that has to be compiled in, or given with the command line options, which we can't do.
There's still time. Yep. Eventually, I guess.
Anyways, that's it for RuneScape updates. Moving on to questions now. We got two audio questions this week. The first one is from Italy for Life. If I can find the question, here we go.
Hey, Shane and Cheesesnake. Italy for Life here, and I was just wondering, if you have any trouble sleeping at night, what do you do to help yourself sleep, such as warm milk, music, fluffing your pillow, anything along those lines? And why does it help you? Me personally, I have to listen to some music I like, just relax, listen to it, and eventually I'll fall asleep. Thanks, keep up the great work. Italy for Life.
So do you have sleeping trouble?
Occasionally.
Really?
Yeah. I had some a couple nights back, actually. But yeah, usually it's uncover a bit more so you cool off. And, well, in the winter or summer, cool off tends to help me. Sometimes rolling around a bit, getting up, getting some water. Usually not going on the computer because that kind of wakes me up a bit. But sometimes. But yeah.
Okay. I don't have sleeping problems that often. Well, it's not at the point where I notice them. It's just maybe once in a while or something. But the thing that always works best is a certain position, because if I just need to be in a certain position, then that works for pretty much fixing everything, I think.
Is it the fetal position?
No. No.
It could be, I don't know.
No.
So lying down? Are you standing up to do this? Or?
No, of course, lying down.
I don't know, some people are weird.
You know, you remember that chart of sleeping positions?
No. Well, yeah, I think it was on Dig a while back, but yeah. I don't particularly recall what it was.
There's the fetus, the leg, the yearner, the soldier, the free faller, and the starfish.
I think I'm the soldier. I just pretty much lie on my back.
Okay.
But, yeah.
I
have to sleep on my back. I can't sleep on my stomach.
Yeah. I'm always on my side. It's just laying on the side. It's not as pronounced as the yearner position, but it's close to that, I think.
Right.
Oh, yeah. So you sleep in the soldier position.
That's what I think that sounds about right.
People who sleep in this position are generally quiet and reserved. They don't
sounds
make a fuss
about right,
but set themselves and others high standards.
Okay.
Yearner are people who sleep on their side with both arms out front. Well, no, I don't do that. I just sleep on my side. Can be suspicious and cynical. They're slow to make up their minds, but once they have taken a decision, they're unlikely to change it.
Sounds like a few people. I know.
Yeah. Oh, then there's the fetus position, as you said. Sensitive at heart.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's your education on sleeping positions. Thank you, Italy for Life. I don't know, it's just kind of hard to say, you know? Like, I know some people who have said that going for a walk can help them get to sleep and everything.
That'd probably wake me up, honestly.
Yeah.
Get moving again, and... Yeah.
You need to, I find, organizing your mind like a set of shelves, you know? Like having issues flying around in your head, and you grab the issue and put it on the shelf until morning.
Yeah.
Anyways, yes. Next question is from Earth.
Hello, Shane, Chief Snake, and, Paul, hello. Anyway, Shane, is this you? We all know it is, anyway, but, you know. And, by the way, I don't care if anyone calls me Earthy anymore. Yay.
Interesting tone of voice there.
Yeah, he might be high. I'm not quite sure.
No, be nice. I don't think we should be assuming our residents are high, you know?
Drunk then?
No.
Alright. No.
But no, that's not me. He sent a link to this guy who lists all the original Star Trek episodes in order in record time. No, that's not me.
A very interesting accomplishment.
Yeah, you know the thing like that I find the best is that you know that video of the Next Generation episode song?
Yes.
That's the one I like.
That is pretty good, actually. Because it fits quite well and makes sense. So
yeah,
if you haven't seen it and you are vaguely interested in it, look it up.
At part point, part one and part two, the naked now haven and hide and view. Code of honor, last outpost where no one has gone before. Lonely among us, the big goodbye. Data lord, justice, the battle, home soil, and angel one. Coming of age, one with 001, 001, when the bow breaks, and too short a season. Symbiosis, the arsenal of freedom, heart of glory, skin of evil. We'll always have Paris, conspiracy, the neutral zone. And that's season one.
And this repeats for 7 seasons, basically.
Yeah, I like that one.
A slightly different chorus in between each one, which is very interesting.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Right. Next question.
Next question. Dear Shane and PFK99s, I have several questions this week. Firstly, PFK99s, what does your name stand for? And since I'm reading it, PFK are my initials, and I like the number 9, and what's better than 1-9? 9 of them. So, there we go. Number 2.
How long have you had that name for?
I originally had the 9 nines, as in numbers, like 9 of them.
Oh.
And I ditched that a while back. Like, I have an account with that somewhere.
Do you want to tell people what the F and K stand for?
Stands for beep this and beep that one too.
But if you were born to Sarah Palin, your name would be Moose Roadster Palin.
Yeah, we'll go with that one. Man, she
okay,
is,
Moose.
There was interesting stuff about her this week related to retard stuff, and it's very interesting. You know how her child with Downs is named Trig.
Mm-hmm.
Did you? Watch the video. What that
no,
means.
No, I didn't. No.
Trig stands for the. I can look it up later, but basically, it means he has Downs.
Oh.
The name means Down syndrome. What the hell? Why would you name your kid that? It's. I mean, seriously, would you name your kid Parkinson's?
I'd name him Parky.
What? But it's like naming your kid Down syndrome. Literally, you call him Down syndrome. What's your name? Down syndrome. That I don't know. You can watch the video. I can probably get a link for that. I just saw that and laughed. It is just too funny. But
okay,
I digress.
Number two.
All that would be us. What is your favorite? Or what was your first favorite free-to-play skill when you first started playing? Where did you go first?
Smithing.
I think mine was woodcutting.
Okay.
Because it got my money. Number three. I'm level 61, and I've been playing for 3 years, so I hate being this low. What is the easiest way to get to level 60 in all melee skills and 60 in ranged based on my skills and my SIG? Don't know your SIG, but, yeah, if you're in free-to-play, what I did for melee or melee, how do you say that, is Moss Giants mostly, because you're always going to get some experience.
Yeah, Moss Giants are good. Thinking Kali used to like in the Stronghold of... Okay, he yelled at me last time I got this wrong. He yelled at me. I don't remember which one it's in. But the Cockroach Soldiers.
I think it's level 2. See, they're level 2 or 3.
Okay.
I train on those on my noob whenever I train on my noob, which is rarely. But yeah, I forgot about that place. It's been a long time since I've been free to play.
Okay.
But yeah, that I would change my mind to that because I do. In range, I guess. Ooh. Same way, I suppose. Number four, Shane, how did you learn about RuneScape back when you joined?
Mike told me.
Aw. And number five, why did Pika leave? Does he still play RS? And was he your friend in real life when you started the podcast?
He wanted to pursue other things. That's why he left the site. He was waiting in activity. And does he still play RS? Yes, he does. I should try and get him back on the show sometime this year. Note to self. And was he a real-life friend? No, I never met him in real life, seeing as he lived in Arizona.
Is that west? Could be accomplished,
like
maybe.
Down. Like down.
Oh, yeah, it's quite a distance still.
Yeah, it's the same time zone. It's just down.
Yep. And by the way, would you guys mind having a Yo Mama fight on the show real quick? I kind of would mind, so no thank you.
Yeah,
thank
no
you,
thanks.
Dez Zach. Or Des Zach. Either way, that was him.
Good.
Yep.
What's a Yo Mama fight?
Yo Mama's so fat that blah blah blah.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah, no, we're not gonna do that. We're not gonna do that.
Yeah. Sorry. I disappoint.
Thank you. Next question. Dear Shane and Paul, what are your favorite types of questions on the update? My favorite types are anything related to computer stuff, programming, technology, or farming.
Something I can answer is always nice. Something that's not like, I don't know, but something appropriate that would make sense and that would actually help you or would be interesting.
Okay. Yeah. Have you ever had any glitches happen to you in-game?
I have.
No, not me personally.
Really?
No. No.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
You've never seen a single glitch?
Well, I've seen glitches, but they didn't happen to me.
Oh. Well, I don't know. I've seen stuff.
When construction first came out, someone was at my house and they got stuck on the second floor outside. They had to teleport away. They couldn't move.
That's weird.
Yeah.
There's a lot of construction bugs. Oh my god.
Yeah.
So many problems. Yeah, I know.
You?
The most recent thing I saw was like last week or 2 weeks ago. It was getting drops at Necro, whatever you call it, the level, whatever. They're in Slayer Necro Tower.
Else.
Let's go with that one. And I would kill them, and whenever I pick something up, if I don't take things. So they drop. Let's say the drop was a red charm or crimson charm, coins, and ashes. They always drop ashes, and sometimes you get two things. So I right-click, and then click on whatever I want to pick up first. Say that would be the coins. And then I would quickly left-click and pick up whatever else was there, or left-click, then right-click, or whatever. I'd do it quickly. And I would do this, and I would notice stuff not making it to my inventory, but it would not be on the ground. I have not seen this since. I think it's been fixed, or it was isolated incident, but it kind of ticked me off because I missed.
Yeah, that was
a bunch
within
of us.
The round of the game engine updates for the Orb of Oculus, so that would make sense.
And I reported it and all, so I don't know. I don't know. I'm just glad it doesn't happen anymore, as far as I know.
It used to have a glitch where this guy talking where he would have things show up as a whip until in his bank until he removed them. It was fixed when the whip had a graphical update. And have you ever seen a Jagex mod?
Quite some time ago.
Yeah, me too.
Right when Farming came out, I think I saw one. I know I saw one right when Farming came out. Because we were all, you know, clustered around those stall things, stealing stuff. And you showed up, you're like, hey, how'd you like the update? We're like, oh my god, it's a Jagex mod! We love the update! Yep. Oh, we sucked up so much.
Yeah. And, how do you submit a picture to the Players Gallery? Don't quote me on this, but I think you email postbag@jagex.com.
They should have with your instructions image. On their site.
Yeah, if you look at any of the past postbags or Players Galleries, they have instructions on how to send them in. And I wish they'd get monthly ones, you know, back again, but
yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah, there's some good artists out there.
Keep up the great show, guys. Kyle3285.
Indeed. Dear hosts, I am just getting back to playing RuneScape, and I want to get 99 range from 85 with the Chinchampas. My question is, how should I go about earning the cash for the chins and potions? Also, could you guys shed any light on other good methods of training range? Thanks for the help, and keep up the great show. Story mode. Want to take it, or...?
Yeah, I'll go... Basically, Chinchampas are the best way to train range, so unless you want to spend a great amount of time, I think you should stick with Chinchampas. But if not, crossbow at dragons or something, I guess old-fashioned training like that would probably be the best way to go. But as for the money, this is a perfect time to get 99 Hunter, you know? To get 99 range from 85, just...
Oh, yeah.
No, I wasn't talking about you. I was talking about this guy.
No, I was talking about Hunter in general getting 99. I was kind of wondering why, and makes sense now. Yes.
Yeah, so that would be my first choice. Second choice would be for you to take up herb farming. In the last 2 weeks, I've made about $1.5 million from farming my toad flax.
Very nice.
So, herb farming.
Yeah, you can make... it's around 150k a run.
Yeah, if everything works out right.
If everything works. Sometimes more, sometimes less, you know, whatever. But,
I got 15 herbs from one patch.
I know, I had 16 or 17 last week. I think it was Toad Flax. I was like, oh my god, this thing is not stopping. It was awesome. The rest of the run sucked, but that one was awesome.
Yeah, so. Yeah, I think that's all we got for that one. Story mode, interesting name.
Indeed.
Next.
You? I just read that one.
Oh, right. Dear Paul and Shane and Chief Snake, who's watching us in spirit, if there was one thing in your life you could go back and change, what would you change and why? What would you change?
Junior year in high school to senior year, I took AP Chem senior year, but I had to take a third trimester of chemistry my junior year to make up for not having it sophomore year. So I would have taken that third trimester back in sophomore year and then taken AP Chem junior year, and it would have worked out so much better. It doesn't make a lot of sense if you just hear me talking about it, but...
Yeah, it doesn't.
It would have been awesome. Because I forgot so much. I was pretty good at chem back when I first had it. But then I went to the third semester about a year later, and I had forgotten the majority of it. And then I went on to do more, and it would have worked out so much better. Just
and
in
you
the
ended
long
up
run,
as
it would
a,
have been good.
And you ended up as a chemical engineering student.
Yeah, and then I went... Now I'm an environmental engineer.
Oh, fun.
So, still a little chemistry.
If your name was Ali, you could be Chem Ali.
Okay.
They executed him.
Oh, well. Glad I'm not that guy.
He was Saddam's henchman who gassed those people in the 80s. and they called him Chemelly because he liked chemical weapons.
Chemical or biological warfare is nasty stuff.
Yeah, could you synthesize an agent like that, from what you know?
I can synthesize several agents, and they're very easy to do. I don't know if you could do any mass damage, but you could mess some people up, yes.
Okay.
It's surprising how easy things are to make with ordinary household items. I won't go into it. You can look it up on your own. I would not.
No,
but,
no, don't do that. Don't do that. That's bad.
Yeah, I don't think you'd be able to do mass terrorism. You could probably make your sibling, like, cough a lot, but that's... I don't want to go into any.
Yeah, that's still not good to even try.
No, it would... No, you don't want to do it.
Okay. Oh, what would I change?
Second. Yeah.
As much as this sounds like know-it-all and everything, I wouldn't change anything, I don't think, because... I'm quite happy with the way things are right now, and I wouldn't want to risk upsetting the timeline or anything, and making something that I take for granted now not happen, you know? So.
Oh, timeline.
Yeah. Current goal in RuneScape, Paul?
Eventually 99 Slayer. I just got 98 recently, so I'm working on that 99.
Okay.
And it's looking real, eventually.
Oh, that's good. For me, Project Brad, 99 Fishing, and 99 Cooking.
Good stuff.
Thank you. That was from...
Getting your cooking yourself.
Yeah. Better rather than buying it, which is what I'm happy about. That was from Mage Guy Magic. Excellent.
Yes. Dear Shane, how do I make a cross-compiler from i686 PG... PC Cywin or
Cygwin.
Yes, to i36 PC Linux GNU from Ben.
I don't quite get this question. I don't quite get if you're asking how do you, if you're asking how do you compile on a PC Cygwin to Linux. I'm not sure if that's what you're asking, or if you're how to. Or if you're asking how to make your own compiler that will compile for both i686 PC CYGWin and i386 Linux GNU. So I'm not sure which one you're asking. A little bit of clarification would be good to have in this case. But, right. Personally with this, your best bet for this, if you're working on Windows with CYGWin, would probably be to get a Linux virtual machine and compile for Linux using that. Because the thing to remember with this is that CYGWin is an emulator that runs on top of Windows, so it's not actually a Unix operating system. It's kind of like just a fake one. So in this kind of case, you're always best working with what you're going to be using. But I think the better question I have is, why are you compiling from source when there's so many repositories out there for both? I'm assuming you're either using Ubuntu or Fedora, probably, or something like that for both those. That's what I'm trying to figure out here right now. But I don't know. I typically suggest sticking away from compiling your own software unless you have specific needs that aren't addressed in the general... in the general builds that are available. Like, for example, when we build up our ISBNB server, we compile our Apache server, PHP, and MySQL all on our own, because there are certain options that we need that aren't available in the public builds, and it's rumored that if you compile for your own, you can get a small degree performance enhancement. So, thank you, Ben. And anybody else that went over your head, I'm sorry. It's just one of those questions I kind of had to answer in that way.
Totally sounded right to me, Shane.
and if you're trying to write a compiler for that, contact me if you're writing a compiler. I'd like to know how to write a compiler. I haven't done that. It's not particularly my cup of tea when it comes to computer science compiler development. But thank you.
Yes.
You want to write a compiler?
considering the last thing I've coded in besides in MATLAB was GW Basic, I don't think I do very well.
Okay.
I don't particularly enjoy coding.
Dear host. Dear host, yes, you should. I've been farming recently. I just achieved level 70. Paul, have you done that?
Yeah, I'm 84-ish, 83.
Oh, good. Oh, good.
Yeah, it's good. I like it.
I was wondering whether you think it's better to train with cheaper, lower level trees to get slower experience, or to use the higher level experience trees and spend more money. I'm also wondering what each of you commonly pick when you get a random event ward. Thank you, Minas.
Yes.
It depends fully on the amount of money you have and if you have the money to pay for the product to make sure it doesn't die. If you do have the money for the seed and the payments, you have no reason not to spend the money if you have it. But typically what I suggest is just doing maples and pineapples and supplementing that to make money with herb farming, as that can save you lots of money in the long run. Granted, it's a little bit slower, but it's a safer option when it comes to saving your precious money.
Money.
And that's coming from somebody who has 25.5 million experience in farming.
This is coming from someone who doesn't have that. Go with a cheap route. Unless you really want to get to 99 or a certain level now, go cheap.
Yeah, and well, that's...
Make sure whatever you do, continue to plant herbs every single run you do.
Yeah.
You will almost always make money.
There's nothing wrong with doing the cheap way, because if you... that's the way Chief did it to 99, and it took a little while longer, but it was funner, you know?
Yep.
So, anyways, random event reward?
Always the experience, although if you don't get experience, then I usually just pick a random thing, just a... Because occasionally you don't get the choice of experience. I don't know why, but I don't know. Just pick the box and hope for something good.
Yeah, I choose experience. Unless I'm running short on law runes, then I'll go for law runes.
That's good.
Yep. Thank you. Next one.
Dear hosts, I want to train a skill to 99. Magic is my favorite? Question mark. So what is the fastest way to 99 magic? If elking, what to elk? From Gnome Thorian?
Well, it depends. What level is he?
I don't know. Not 99. I'm guessing it's probably lower.
So, in that case, what you should probably do... my recommendation would be to just stick with elking, unless you have lots of money, once again, to burn. In that case, you can go for Plank Make... Ice Bursting, Barraging, or what's the other one? Stringing Jewelry. Those are all fairly fast. Because the thing is, if you have the money, you can go for the faster experience, but there's no reason not to try and earn any of it back if you can using Alking, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's slower, and they made it faster. So, I don't know. Once again, depends on the money issue. So it depends if you have money or not. But as for what to Alk...
It depends on a day-to-day basis in many cases.
Okay, his magic's only 73, so he's going to be doing elking for a while.
I could never... Well, I don't know. I did do elking at one point, and then I went more into the combat because it's slightly more engaging than click.
Yeah, as Paul said, daily basis, and... all you can really do is take the price of a nature rune and the item, add those two together, subtract the elk price, and whatever gives you the least amount of loss, you go with.
Yeah, you're almost definitely going to lose something, but it's better than losing more of something.
Do you remember back in the day when you would be able to make money on elking?
Yeah, you'd be able to buy
longbows.
And then you'd buy gnats, you'd make 50 or so or less GP per elk. And that's why a lot of people got 99 magic back then, because it was actually worth it in the sense that you made money on it. But
yeah, you can't do that anymore.
I'm slightly impatient, so I didn't want to sit there and click 500,000 times. 50,000.
Licky. It's actually 130k right now, Alex, for me, I think.
What level are you at?
90.
Oh, so it'd be less than that for me. I just got 96 recently, so I think. Yeah.
You can do it. You can do it.
I could. I just don't want to.
You can also get 99 agility.
I've got the money to blow on pretty much whatever I want, and I could easily get 99 in any skill that requires money, but I don't.
So get 99 summoning.
I will. I just need to get 99 Slayer first.
Okay.
And free time.
Sounds good to me.
Yes.
Get your cat to play.
That would be awesome, but he'd fall asleep faster than I would, so I don't think that's going to work.
Last question. Take it away.
Okay, then. Dear hosts, one, other than the obvious Shane, what is your favorite RuneScape skill? I'd assume yours is farming.
I'm a RuneScape skill?
Huh?
I'm a RuneScape skill?
Yes, apparently. yeah, I think he's referring to your farming, but yeah.
Yeah, the way farming.
Yeah, always make sure you word it correctly, otherwise people make fun of you. Mine is definitely Slayer. As I
summoning.
Yeah, I like summoning.
Not Hunter?
All right, but,
not Hunter?
Definitely not Hunter. Or mining. Or fire making. But,
okay.
Anyway, number two, what would you like the new skill to be? I'm with Shane on shapeshifting. So if you're on shapeshifting, then
that's an answer.
Interesting, I guess. What would you do with shapeshifting?
You'd like turn into like a rock at level one. Then at like level 70, you could make yourself invisible. Then at like level 90 or something, you can make yourself invisible, but yet move around. And if you get hit by something or run into somewhere, you will lose your invisibility. It's kind of like the spy in Team Fortress 2, you know? That sort of thing. And Paul's just changing a battery right now.
So it turns out it helps to plug in before you switch batteries. I was just sitting here, and then all of a sudden I hear my computer go, zew. I was like...
So you rebooted in that time?
Yeah.
Whoops!
Okay, then.
I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, I took the battery out. I was like, damn. So, yeah.
Oops, I didn't want to do that. Okay. Where were we? Your favorite. What would you like the next skill to be?
Sounds decent enough, I guess, with the shapeshifting. I heard part of your explanation, so I'll just go with that.
Okay.
Yes, I did. All right.
Next part.
Where was that? Where. If you have, did you take your first girlfriend on your first date? You want to take this one first?
This one doesn't apply to me.
It does apply to me! Yay! Actually, I got my first date this next weekend, so I don't know where we're going to go. I got to pick out a place somewhere in town. So, good for me. Number four, what is your favorite Olympic sport?
So wait, you haven't decided yet?
I got a week.
What about golfing?
We're going out to dinner and probably a movie at some point. But yeah, okay. I gotta figure a place to go.
Okay, Olympic sport?
Yes. If we're talking Winter Olympics, I'd go with hockey.
Okay.
But yeah.
For me, curling.
Oh, you Canadians.
Yep.
Which do you think you'd be best in? I assume he's talking about Olympic sports. I don't know. I'm terrible at sports, so probably I'd suck at them all. Although I wouldn't mind the biathlon or whatever, where you ski around and then you shoot stuff. I'd like that.
Oh, this is too bad.
What?
This is too bad.
What's too bad?
We didn't get our gold in curling like we were supposed to.
Who got the gold?
Sweden.
Okay, I was going to say, because if it was the United States, I'd really have to laugh.
Yeah, it lost by one. Damn it.
Oh, well.
But on the bright side, we're beating Slovakia 2-0 right now in hockey.
On the plus side, women Olympic curlers, they got some attraction of the good-looking variety going out for them. I don't know if you saw that Dig article, but there are some pretty attractive women curlers in the Olympics.
Well, why does everybody have to bring that out? Bring that up with everything, you know? It's not about that.
No, that's not, I know it's not. I'm just saying, I wouldn't watch curling for curling. I don't think I'd watch either, but I don't think I'd watch curling at all, but if I had to watch, there's a reason.
Okay, then. That's the kind of person Paul is. Everybody take note of that. And
this is why I have a date and you don't?
Well, no, it's just because it's a different mindset.
Well, like I said, I wouldn't watch it anyway. I don't think I'd watch many things just for the women.
Okay, well, that's good then. That's good. You're slowly earning credit. Anyways.
Thanks.
What would you be best in?
Like I said, probably not much. Oh, yeah, I said that one with the skiing and the shooting. Is it biathlon or?
I don't know.
You skiing, cross-country skiing, and then you shoot stuff. Target shooting.
I see.
I like target shooting.
Yeah, I'm not going to assume any, but because I haven't played half of them, you know? I've only gone skiing before out of all the Olympic ones. And skating, of course, but that doesn't count for hockey. Definitely not hockey.
Well, you could be one of those, you know, fairy princess...
No. No, figure skating. No.
Wow.
No, that's bad.
See the U.S. guy? I don't know what his name is, but he's got like a full Rose outfit. It is very flamboyant.
Yes, okay, thank you. Those were from Where Fox Is, and Paul, we're moving on now to tech news.
Yes, we are. Good stuff.
Another thing that's making progress in all other sorts of things, that's about time, Apple's porn ban. In an interview with the New York Times, Apple's Vice President of Marketing, Phil Schiller, explained that the company was responding to a complaint from concerned parents and female customers. It came to the point where we were getting customer complaints from women who found content getting too degrading and objectionable, as well as parents who were upset with what their kids were able to see. Paul, was that you?
Don't think my parents care, and no, it was not me. But, okay. Yeah. The best part about this is the best porn app, if you have to go for that, on any phone is the browser itself. So
okay.
Take
yeah,
that.
But that also applies for PC, so.
I'm just saying, you can anything you want to look up, if you wanted to go that way, you could find without an application other than your browser.
Yeah, but it's just, I give Apple credit for doing this, and it's good they did this, you know?
But they left the Playboy app on. They left
which is
a lot of other things on there that they removed things that I don't particularly know exactly what they removed.
The reasoning
it seems like
for not...
all the things they removed is not all of them were necessarily
the
sexually
reason for,
oriented.
Not removing the Playboy plans. One was that they said Playboy is a known source, and it's actually these people who are modeling that have already agreed to it and are okay with it. Whereas with an app, you can't be sure, you know?
Yeah, I guess they'll start to trickle in as they get reapproved at some point.
That's good. I don't know. I wish ISPs would do some sort of ban on pornography, you know?
Go ahead and move to Australia then, because I think you're in a minority. I don't want any filtering from... I'm not saying
really?
Just for porn, but I don't want filtering from anybody.
I think certain things should be filtered, actually.
I mean, I don't mind if there are the ISPs are filtering, like, botnet-type activity.
Yeah,
or
that's
other
fine.
Spam. That is perfectly all right with me, because that is totally different than your normal browsing experience.
They should also, I think, unless from purely educational standpoints, you know, like anything that could be used, like bomb making, for example, that thing kind of could also be filtered, you know?
Yeah, it probably wouldn't be a bad thing to filter.
Yeah.
So. Especially because the people who usually look that stuff up on the internet are stupid enough to do it and then blow themselves. Well, then there's Darwinism right there. So, but
it's just, I think the internet is kind of like a Wild West out there, but it could have been like that in the past. But I think it's approaching the point of maturity where it becomes needs to become more like an appliance, you know, with some regulation in terms of what can and can't be done. So, anyways, there's a little talk on that right there. Next thing up is a Chinese hacker supposedly linked to the Beijing government. Beijing government attack on Google. Yeah, it is fishy.
Yep.
U.S. government analysts believe a Chinese man with government links wrote the key part of the spyware program used in hacker attacks on Google last year. The man, a security consultant in his 30s, posted sections of the program to a hacking forum in which he described something he was working on, a researcher told the U.S. government.
Yeah, that is...
That's bad.
Is unique.
It's like a smoking gun.
Yeah, and a really stupid smoking gun. I mean,
There's only two reasons China's not being prepared to be invaded right now. Well, three. One, they have the biggest army in the world. Two, they're buying all the U.S. debt. And three, they're nuclear.
Yep. Yeah, I don't think we don't need to be involved in another one. But, I don't really want to... Yeah.
Because you'd get drafted, wouldn't you?
Well, there's no draft set up now. But I guess it'd be possible, yeah. But I don't know. It's kind of odd that we can sign treaties for you're not allowed to have any part of your government, or I don't know about your citizens, actively trying to start ethical hacking. Yeah. And it's, you know, they signed a treaty. I don't know if this has already been signed or it's going to be signed, but then all this other stuff's happening in the background. Like, when you think about it...
it doesn't make sense, because, the question is, who's responsible, the government or the person?
Yeah. Well, if the person has government ties, if you look at what he got, or the people who did this wanted from the Gmail servers, they pulled dissident information. Who else wants that except the Chinese government? Exactly. Yeah. I mean, it could be a good frame job, but what else would you want? I mean, we're going to frame the Chinese government, but then what did you get? You got, I think, a little bit of Gmail code. Congratulations. Cool, I guess, but I don't know. It's kind of sketchy.
Yeah. Only thing is to wait and see on this, because what's the U.S. going to do? They're just going to have to give China what they want, because you guys need them to pay off your debt.
Well, yeah, considering how many things... If you go to a toy store or anywhere you want to buy something physical that's not food, chances are it was made in China. And Yeah, it really is. But, I mean, if that goes away, the next best thing is a lot more expensive, and that's a huge deterrent for not leaving China behind.
My Xbox 360 controller is made in China.
I would assume the majority of the things that I'm surrounded by were made in China, or at least passed through China, or assembled in China, or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Nice place, though, if you go sometimes.
Oh, really?
A decent amount of it is. Not going too far west, I guess. Yeah, as soon as you're off the coast, there's... I wouldn't do that.
Bad stuff?
It gets really rural. And, I haven't been out that far, but, yeah.
Okay. Going to China again?
Not anytime in the foreseeable future, but probably at some point, I guess.
Okay. Yep. Next up, 10 billion songs downloaded on iTunes.
Slow clap.
The 10 billion song, Guess Things Happen That Way by Johnny Cash, was downloaded by Louis Salker of Woodstock, Georgia. As the grand prize winner of Apple's 10 billion song countdown contest, Lul received a $10,000 iTunes gift card.
That's kind of nice, although I wouldn't want to have it at the iTunes store. Can you use the iTunes gift card at the rest of Apple? Or
No, it's iTunes.
It's just iTunes?
Yeah.
Well, congrats to him, I guess.
So they have a list here of some of the all-time top songs. You tell me yay or nay. I Got a Feeling, Black Eyed Peas. Never heard it.
Yep, good stuff. Okay. In my opinion, I got that stuck in my head a lot, so.
Poker Face, Lady Gaga.
It's alright, I guess.
Boom Boom Pow, Black Eyed Peas.
Black Eyed Peas, yeah, it's kind of catchy.
I'm Yours, Jason Mraz.
Don't know what that is.
Viva La Vida, Coldplay.
Know what that is, it's alright, I think.
Just Dance, Lady Gaga.
Her stuff's kind of catchy, actually. I wouldn't listen to it on a daily basis, but yeah. You hear it a lot,
Low?
It becomes catchy. Huh?
Flo Rida? Yep.
Never heard of it. I think it's rap.
Love Story? Taylor Swift?
It's country, I believe. No, thank you.
Bleeding Love? Leona Lewis?
No clue.
TikTok? Keisha? With the dollar sign?
Oh, I had to get that from my sister recently. So I don't know what it is. Don't like it, though. Not because I don't know what it is. I just... No.
TikTok, TikTok.
As she said when I was looking for it, it's like, oh, you'll recognize it. I had no idea what it was. No idea. Not the type of stuff to listen to.
Okay, some of the other ones on this list are... So What, Pink?
I don't quite know.
Kissed a Girl, Katy Perry?
It's kind of catchy, I guess. Have listened to
Single Ladies? Beyonce?
Apparently it's catchy, but not to me.
And Hot and Cold, Katy Perry?
Okay.
Stronger, Kanye West?
Kanye West.
Oh, right. That was like R.
And
Live Your Life, TJ?
No clue.
Hey There, Delia, Plain White Tees, Right Round,
yeah,
Flo
Rida,
and number 20, Party in the USA, Miley Cyrus.
I just puked a little bit. Did you see the story, or have you talked about the story where her sister, her younger sister, is coming out with a lingerie line for kids?
That's disturbing.
You have no idea. Oh my god, that is messed up. Alrighty, we're moving on.
Yeah, this is that TikTok thing. It opened in iTunes. Okay. Here we go.
Indeed.
Recognize it?
Nope. Like I said, I didn't know what it was then. I still don't know what it is now.
Okay. Thank you, everybody. That's it for tech news this week.
Yeah.
And on to some other things. February skill of the month is crafting. We're currently heading towards the end of the month. Well, most of you guys will be listening to this in March, I assume. But anyways, currently, Southrend is winning with 4.7 million experience.
Again.
Zesky is in... second with 4.3, and Acura Vettel's 776 is 2.8 million XP.
That is a lot of experience, especially that one particular jump by Southrend.
Yeah, you know, he was away for the last 2 weeks or whatever on a ski trip, and he said his mission when he came back was to win Skill of the Month.
Yeah, he was, I don't know, fifth or fourth place, and then you see on the graph, it goes from that the next day... He's already at third place. The next day after that, first place. He really came back.
And we were thinking February would be boring last week. Thank you, Southrin, for adding the spice February needs.
Yay!
And summoning for March. I assume you've entered?
Yes, I have. I won't be going out of my way to get extra experience, but I'll just do what I keep doing, and I won't get first, but I'll have some experience by the end of the month.
Okay. So, yeah, check that out. If you listen to this on Saturday or Sunday, you still have 2 days to sign up and get some summoning XP. Just remember, skill of the year, even if you don't win, what you get goes towards your end goal of winning skill of the year. Thank you.
Indeed.
We also want to remind you of Paul's weekly gaming event, which now happens on Mondays. We play all sorts of source-based games, mainly Half-Life 2 Deathmatch and Counter-Strike Source gun game.
Yep. For those you don't know, Half-Life 2 Deathmatch, if you have an ATI or NVIDIA graphics card, which I'm assuming the majority of you do or have access to, you can get that game for free. So if that's what's keeping you out, please don't let it. We'd love to see you show up.
They're really quite fun when we get a whole bunch of RSVNB people on there. It's like a whole new element and stuff, you know? So all the more reason to check it out and come. We have also interesting maps. We don't play the stock maps. We play custom maps, so they're all pretty nice.
Yeah. We have lots of custom maps. We vote all the time, and we keep going through them.
And we also got Leo99887's weekly Saturday night event of rotating between boss killings and PvP. Last week they went to Bandos. This week I think they're going out PKing on some PvP world or something. So we'll see how that goes. So just a good... Once again, a good point to come bond together with your fellow community members and get some loot.
Indeed. Always nice getting loot.
Yep.
In the form of cash.
And this is something that Chief and I discussed and late earlier in the week. We came to a conclusion of our contest winner for Show Us the Love. Our winner that we have chosen is... I need a drum roll, Paul. Okay, that'll have to do. Italy for life. So we'll be contacting you to arrange a time to come on the show at your earliest convenience.
And congratulations.
We will also showcase your poem that you wrote for us.
Oh, he didn't have to marry anybody, huh?
No, he didn't have to marry anyone.
Oh, you guys are wussing out. Gotta go for the big stuff.
Yeah, you know, it could be... That probably would have been a good thing to do, you know, marry someone. So... Keep that in mind for next year.
There you go, guys. Giving you ideas.
Didn't that guy go off and do something after high school and get, like, arrested or something?
Oh, yeah. He's had a very interesting life so far. I believe he deals drugs now. I'm not going to that one. Haven't talked to him in a long time.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's your turn to give us a pick.
All right. A couple weeks back, I don't remember why I was looking this up, but if you've ever played games on like Windows 3 or Windows 3.1, you know, old school gaming, there was a game that came with it called Ski Free. And
I remember that.
Yeah. So the guy who created it has his website where he recompiled the code for 32-bit systems, so you no longer need 16-bit compatibility, which means you can play it on Windows 7 and, you know, whatever, easily. And it's like, I don't know, a 27-kilobyte file. It's nothing. And basically the goal is you start at the top, you can go down one of three different lanes, the freestyle, the slalom, or something else, and you just try to get to the bottom, or 2,000 meters, whatever, the fastest you can go. And the best part of Ski Free, of course, is trying to avoid the abominable snow monster or monsters if you get far enough.
Is it free?
It's totally free. Completely free download.
Mac version?
It's a EXE, so I'm guessing not.
It's not open source?
No, he did not open source it.
Ah, it's too bad.
Yeah. Well, and you can run that in a VM like nothing.
I remember
if it can
playing
run on,
this.
If it can run on Windows 3.1, you can run it on, you know, your iPod. Actually, I think he... It actually was – I read through the – maybe it was the Wikipedia article. Apparently it was included on the It was on like Game Boy Color or something like that, or Game Boy Advanced or something like that.
I remember that 3.1.
Yeah, I've still got our computer here somewhere. I actually played it last time I had it hooked up, but I haven't booted that thing up in years. It's just classic gaming for all you people who are into Call of Duty and whatnot.
Yeah.
This is what old school people used to do.
Over, yeah, like, I remember that.
Yeah.
Okay. Good pick.
Yep.
What you been doing?
In RuneScape, got 98 Slayer, got 96 Magic. That's about it, I guess.
Okay. What'd you do to get 96 Magic?
Slayer. I got the Hexacrest, and then I used that. And then when I got another one, I traded it for the Focus Sight thing. So now I've got the full Slayer Helm, which I'm very happy to have. And, yeah, it works pretty well. So, no complaints there.
Paul the Slayer.
Indeed. Still working on that 99.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else that you want to share? Real life? School?
Real life. Got a date, so going out of town next weekend to go on a date. So.
Out of town. You should probably clear this up for people who don't know.
Oh. Yeah, I used to go to school about 130 miles away from where I live now and go to school. So I went back there last weekend, met somebody, so I gotta go back there for a date. And, yeah, it's gonna be good.
Okay. Good stuff. And any little school things aside from that you want to share?
It sucks.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's terrible.
Oh, that's too bad. I quite like my term this year.
Very lucky.
Yeah. Okay. For me, I've been fishing. I got 84 fishing. Aside from that, I've been starting work on this project for school. It's going to be very interesting. It's kind of hard to explain right now, but I think in the coming weeks we might have some sort of video to show, maybe even by the time it's done at the end of March, might have some video to show of how it works. But let's just say we're going to be dealing with very large screens and building hardware to interface with those screens.
Do I sense a movie type interaction with objects?
No, but it does use Wiimotes.
Tom Cruise?
As its sensor.
Go on Bluetooth? Bluetooth.
Yeah. Yeah, they are.
Be interesting.
And, yeah, so it's kind of just going to be a prototype kind of thing, nothing really marketable out of it, but it's, I think, something that with work could be marketed at the end if people had the hardware to run it. But yeah, that's about it. Yeah. So we're terribly sorry that Chief Snake couldn't be here, but he could barely talk when he woke up this morning, so he told me he can't do it, and that he could, but we decided it'd be best for his health if he didn't, because you know how sometimes it can set you back if you don't.
Yep. Yeah, don't strain yourself if you don't have to. Get better.
Yeah.
As fast as you can.
I believe that's it for RSBMB Updates 245. See you next week, everyone.
See ya.
I'll watch them all over and over again. Those 7 seasons were great. I wish there were 8. The child where silence has least little fan. The outrageous Okona, the schizoid man. Elementary, my dear Data, and the Royale. Loud as a whisper, Manhunt, and pals. A natural selection, contagion, Times Square. The matter of honor, Samaritan shared. The measure for fan, the Icarus factor, the emissary. And up the long ladder and peak performance and shades of Gray and Q. Who? That's season 2. Gee,
pilot star.